4,854 people died of accidental drug overdoses in Ohio last year, according to official stats from the Ohio Department of Health. That's more than 13 people a day and a 20% increase over 2016. But Governor John Kasich says there is good news in those numbers. The report says opioid-related overdoses made up nearly 86% of all fatal drug deaths in Ohio last year. More than 7 in 10 of those deaths involved fentanyl, a 22% increase over 2016 and a nearly 4,000% increase over the last 5 years. Dr. Mark Hurst heads the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Drug Addiction Services.
We also had a 39% increase in cocaine-related overdose deaths and 130% increase in overdose deaths involving psychostimulants like methamphetamine. Many of those deaths also involved fentanyl and related drugs.
These official numbers aren't far off from stats in the Columbus Dispatch over the weekend, from reporters who analyzed figures from the Department of Health's database. But the report still comes a month after it was expected. For the last 2 years, the same report was issued in August. The victims of fentanyl-related overdoses, as they have been for at least the last 4 years, are overwhelmingly men between 25 and 54 years old. But the number of women who've died has been steadily growing. And Southwest Ohio continues to lead the state, with Montgomery County seeing the highest number of drug overdose deaths. But rural counties often had higher numbers than the state's most populous counties. The overdose numbers have grown every year Governor John Kasich has been in office, including this last one. And Ohio continues to be one of the top 5 states for opioid-related overdoses. But Kasich is not deterred.
There is a perception, I may be incorrect about this, that somehow this problem of drug abuse in our state is raging out of control. That is simply not true.
Kasich says the numbers are showing that Ohio is beginning to win some battles in the war against opioids and other drugs.
We have an 8-year low on prescribed opiate deaths, an 8-year low. What that means is it's not growing. It means that we're winning. We're starting to beat this down.
Kasich says he's not trying to spin any data, pointing to a drop in opioid prescriptions for a 5th straight year and a 28% fall in the number of opioids dispensed to Ohio patients. It went down to 225 million doses. And he says there's been an 88% drop in doctor shopping and a nearly 5,000% increase in doctors and pharmacists using the statewide opioid reporting system called ORS.
I'm beginning to hear from people around the country that they're beginning to recognize that Ohio is a leader in this. Sometimes I wonder if in Ohio we know what we're doing, or we don't report the accuracy of the fact that we're winning.
Kasich credits his administration for prevention programs, along with tougher guidelines on prescribers, stronger drug monitoring, and new regulations on drug wholesalers. And Kasich says the drop in prescription painkillers will eventually kill the demand for heroin and other opioid-related drugs. In fact, he says the numbers show it already has had an effect.
The increase in the deaths are related to street drugs. So if it wasn't for what we were doing, the numbers would be higher. I mean, I don't know what I can do to keep people from going and buying heroin on a street corner.
Kasich says of the $1 billion that he's often brought up as being spent on the opioid crisis in the 2-year budget, $600 million of that has been on treatment through Medicaid, which is mostly funded by federal dollars. And he's urging the next governor to continue Medicaid expansion. Democrat Richard Cordray has committed to doing that. And Republican Mike DeWine has said he supports it with some changes, such as work requirements and wellness incentives. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.